The Money Show.
Consumer Ninja.
Wendy Nola is that consumer ninja, and she gets under the skins and onto the backs of those she believes are not doing good, but or doing well, or doing or behaving properly when it comes to their customers. And maybe when they get themselves stuck in linguistic acrobatics that they can't get out of. Talk to me about SnapScan and what has gone wrong with a massively innovative payment system, Wendy.
Okay, well, I have to just give some context and say that Standard Bank is saying, SnapScan is saying, you know, this is an isolated incident and it's an anomaly and blah, blah, blah. So I don't want people to think this has been like some massive problem. But I think when I've learned over the years that when corporates say it's an isolated incident, it doesn't necessarily mean it only happened to one person. And of course, if it happened to one person, the technology is such that it could happen to more. So let me cut to the chase. It's a 14-year-old scan-to-pay smartphone app now is a SnapScan. It's got a network of about 60,000 merchants, and it does have a reputation for being safe, although Paul Harris's recent experience had him questioning that. So on the 12th of March, he chose SnapScan as his payment
Wendy,
option.
I must interrupt you. Forgive me here. Paul Harris, not the founder of First Rand and executive at a competitor bank, and now a gentleman retired, wannabe wine farmer, technology investor, and all sorts of other art collector and other things. Not that Paul Harris, a different Paul Harris.
I think so. I think it's a different one. I'm not entirely sure.
I hope so.
Okay. Let me get to his story. He, on the 12th of March, he chose to pay for his tickets to last weekend's Stellenbosch Air Show on SnapScan, 2,120 Rand. And I've seen the screenshot, so it's confirmed there. It just showed up, and then he said, yes, I use SnapScan, I know how it works. Yes, he confirmed it. But instead of that just over 2,000 Rand going towards his air show tickets, the confirmation notification that came through told him, thank you, you've paid 7,190 Rand to Nimble Credit Solutions. So he says, I don't have any debt that they're in charge of, and this is certainly not my debt. And then, of course, as any of us would do, he went about trying to find out what happened, and he said, in an email to me last week, he said it's been a blame game between PayFast and SnapScan ever since. PayFast denies all knowledge of the transaction, and Nimble says that it's not on its network. According to SnapScan, simultaneous QR codes were generated by PayFast and PayAt, very technical, and this resulted in the funds being incorrectly paid from his investor account into Nimble Credit Solutions. So yes, I'm a bit confused by that stage, but the bottom line is he sent SnapScan all the relevant documentation that they asked of us, of him, his ID, the proof that the amount of 7,000 odd had come off his bank account, and he just wasn't getting his money back. So he's getting a little agitated. But then he said, hold on, I did tell SnapScan that I'd send you an email, and shortly afterwards they got back to say that Nimble Credit Solutions had signed off on my refund and that the proof of payment would be forthcoming soon. But by early this week, that hadn't happened. So he said, okay, go ahead. I'm not going to go into that. It gets more complicated. But SnapScan said that PayFast and PayAt generate their own QR codes. PayFast said that it was actually SnapScan that generated the QR code. He says, I don't know. I'm not feeling very comfortable about all of this. There's something not secure here. He sent me all the various screen grams or whatever. So, of course, I took it up with SnapScan via Standard Bank. And then the response that I got was that this, as I said, was an anomaly, an isolated incident. And they also called it an unfortunate, extremely low probability situation. The root cause has been identified, but despite the low level of probability with this issue, the SnapScan development team is working on an update that will put additional validation measures in place to remove all probability of it reoccurring, and that will be in place in the next few days. So they've taken this pretty seriously. And so they should. And they're reiterating that SnapScan is safe, secure, and convenient, and we treat such incidents, therefore, with the highest priority. So I said, well, is there anything that users can do, SnapScan users, to, you know, prevent this from happening? And I was told there are additional steps that users can take. Once a client receives a QR code, ensure that the correct business name and payment amount are stated on the app before clicking on the pay button. But of course, that's exactly what Paul did. For large transactions, a 3DS authorization request will be pushed to the client's phone by their bank, indicating the amount of the payment and the name of the business they are paying. It's good practice to check that the merchant's name is what you expect to see and that the payment amount is the correct amount you wish to pay. And I'm happy to report that Paul has now got, well, he hasn't actually, last I checked, the money's not actually in his account, but he's seen proof of payment. So if not today, then tomorrow, that $7,000 will be back in his account. And as I say, I thought it was worth sharing, A, because, you know, if it happened to him, chances are there were others. And also, yes, while they're saying it's isolated and an anomaly and all of that, they have the development team now taken big steps to shut down any possibility, however low, that this could happen, and that'll be in the place in the next few days. So I'm very happy that was brought to my attention.
Did he get to go to the air show? I mean, if you don't get the tickets, I suppose you can't.
No, I think he made a plan to go to the air show, yes. That was his intention. But yeah, he was then obviously out of pocket for that $7,000 from the 12th of March until around now. That's quite a number of days. For that to happen, and it should have happened, I'm sure everyone will agree, a lot faster than that.
Consumer Ninja Wendy Nola, the most thorough reporter on the consumer beat. She's been doing it for a while. She knows everybody, and everybody knows her. When Wendy is on your tail, quiver, shake, and beware. You've done something wrong, and she will get it out of you and get also justice for consumers. Thank you, Wendy Nola.